Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Happy Easter, Resurrection Sunday. Time to reflect and to rejoice.
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say,
oh Lord, you know the mixed emotions we have today, this moment. We weep as we think about the sacrifice you made, sending your Son as the sacrifice, paying the penalty for our sins. And as we begin to understand your love for us, we recognize how unworthy we are of your grace. Your word brings us comfort as we read that Before the world was made, while we were sinners, you set the plan in motion to express your unfailing love, providing redemption, the salvation that we now enjoy. Your Holy Spirit gives us comfort while we realize the peace that passes all understanding. The peace that only comes to those whose sin is forgiven, and we accept your free gift. And now that our souls have been set free from the penalty of sin, we come before you crying, Abba, Father. Now we look forward to that place in your presence, in heaven. Your Spirit has sealed us until that day when we see you face to face. We celebrate you today and all that you've done and continue to do in and through us. Thank you, Father. Speak to us through your word as we worship and praise you now. In the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
Trying to heal
and I found his promises are true. He's everything he said that he would be. The finest words I know could not begin to tell just how much Jesus really means to me.
Yeah.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs. Our website includes archives of the Call to Worship programs from many years ago. You'll find hundreds to choose from. You'll also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more, including Christian Oldies. This is a fairly recent addition to our various ministry outreaches. Christian Oldies provides streaming audio, allowing you to listen to contemporary Christian music that was popular back in the late 60s and up to the early 1980s. These included artists like Keith Green, The Imperials, and the second chapter of Acts. There's a lot of music you just might recognize. Just look for Christian Oldies. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address, calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, as well as finding out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Please make a note of it, facebook.com/calltoworship with Gary Roby. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your calls and letters and generous and faithful support. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you very much for joining us and for worshiping with us today on this Resurrection Sunday.
Take my stand.
Thank you for joining us for Call to Worship.
Side out, he's bursting through the walls with laughter. Yeah.
Easter, Resurrection Sunday, time for celebration. Christ the Lord is risen. He is risen, indeed. As we look into the reality of the resurrection, we see the love of God, the cross of Christ, the power of God, and our resurrection legacy, the love of God. God has made His love for us evident throughout creation in His Word and demonstrated this by His Son on the cross. Let's begin by looking at Romans chapter 5. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Apostle Paul in Romans states emphatically, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. The cross of Christ. And because of the shed blood of Jesus, the penalty for our sin has been paid in full. And after the cross of Christ, we have a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In the garden, while Christ prayed as He would soon be facing the cross, just listen to Him, Matthew 26. Then Jesus left them a second time and prayed, My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, Your will be done. Thank God. John 19, and He, bearing His cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Listen to part of Peter's sermon at Pentecost, Acts 2nd chapter. People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through Him, as you well know. But God knew what would happen, and His prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed Him to a cross and killed Him. But God released Him from the horrors of death and raised Him back to life, for death could not keep Him in its grip. The power of God. Our place in heaven is reserved for us by the power of God. Romans 6, since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with Him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. When He died once to break the power of sin. But now that He lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Our legacy. God provided a resurrection legacy. Yes, because Christ lives, we can live not just life and spiritual life, but more abundant life. We'll look at the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and the legacy that those events created for those who believe. The Bible is clear that all have sinned. That means all. You and me are sinners. The wages of this sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you have never done business with Him, then please invest a few moments in your eternal destiny by accepting the salvation that God wants for you. He's not willing that any should perish. Listen to 2 Peter, 3rd chapter. The Lord isn't really being slow about His promise. as some people think. No, he's being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. This invitation is for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept His free gift of eternal life. Then you too can celebrate the love of God. On this Resurrection Sunday and every day, let us give thanks for all things and celebrate the love of God demonstrated in and through Jesus Christ. He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Eagles with wings to the wind, down through the dark, over death, up to new life. Hallelujah, we have risen with Him. Hallelujah, we have risen with Him.
Though in the grave He lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph for His foes. And that's just the beginning, there's more to this miracle story. Just look at you and me.
Up from the grave, out into the morning light, mounting like eagles with wings to the wind. Down through the dark, over death, up to new life. Hallelujah, we have risen with Him. Hallelujah, we have risen with Him.
Vainly they watch His bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph for His foes. But the mightiest part of the conquering power of Jesus is how He lifted us.
Up from the grave, out into the morning light, mounting like eagles with wings to the wind.
To me, there was nothing quite so sweet as holding in my arms our newborn baby. To know this was our child, ours to love and care for, ours to feed and clothe, ours to teach and guide. But with the pride and joy also came the realization that this child was going to face a world that was not very beautiful. And a baby's not a new toy, but an immortal soul. I don't think I'd have the courage to look our little babies in the face in the light of today's headlines if it were not for the fact of an empty tomb, a risen Lord, and a philosophy of life that makes sense when the world doesn't. A philosophy that brings life into focus, gives beauty for ashes, puts hope in the heart. When the days are uncertain, the future is sure. Because of a man called Jesus, I can look our babies in the face and say, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because I know all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living. Just because he lives.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance our boy can face uncertain days because he because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
One day I'll cross that river.
I'll cross that river.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
And then as death gives way to victory.
And then as day gives way to victory,
I'll see the lights of glory.
I'll see the lights of glory.
And I'll know he reigns.
I'll know he reigns.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Gone.
call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. May God help you to recognize the fact that indeed, because He lives, we can face tomorrow. All fear can be gone. Let Him hold you by the hand and take you through the valleys of your life. Help for today and hope for tomorrow. I hope that this time has been encouraging to you and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not a believer, please stop and listen. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. I'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address, once again, is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That address, again, is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, in the words of the Apostle Peter, let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the Scriptures, where it says, "The stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone." There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Christ the Lord is risen.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Sons of men and angels say, raise your joys and triumphs high. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Love's redeeming work is done. Fought the fight, the battle won. Death in vain forbids him rise. Christ has opened paradise. Christ has opened paradise. Christ the Lord is risen today. Now thy sting, dying once he all doth save. Where thy victory, O grave? Where thy victory, O grave? Soar we now where Christ has led, following our exalted head. Made like him we rise. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Christ the Lord.